You're listening to the Youth Critic Podcast on KHZ Network. Find us on Facebook at DecibelUNG Radio and find us on Twitter at DecibelUNG. If you like this episode, please leave a like and comment on our iTunes page at KHZ Network. And now for the podcast.
Welcome, baby Dumbo. We're all family here, no matter how small.
You have something very rare. You have wonder. You have mystique. You have magic. Wow! Come with me. Together, we can soar on an elephant's wings.
What's happening? Where are they taking her?
Take Dumbo back inside.
But she's his mom. Do something. He needs us. Look at me.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Youth Critic Podcast. I'm your host, Kel Smith. Joining me today is Patrick Campbell from the PJ Campbell Show.
Well, hello, everyone. It is good to be back. How are you doing, Kale?
I'm doing good. Patrick, we're going to address a bunch of elephants today. Is that correct?
The elephant currently in the room, apparently, that someone decided this was the way we were supposed to go, and it's unfortunate, but here we are to talk about it.
All right. Yeah, and it's now flying and less pink than usual.
We'll talk about it. I have lots and lots and lots of thoughts.
Okay, yeah. All right, so guys, we are going to be talking about Dumbo, the Tim Burton reimagining, because, every Disney classic movie now has to be reimagined. Look in 2022 when they do run out of ideas and they have to remake Song of the South.
Well, look, I mean, thing about Song of the South is Disney's still profiting off of Song of the South. They definitely have a theme park attraction based off of that movie across the world in almost every one of their parks. So maybe it's time that they actually face what they did and do something with it. But hey, maybe that's just me.
And I'm not the one saying I want it. It's just when they run out of ideas, they're gonna spin their wheels to get Song of the South going.
I just think that it's time for them to actually be like, yes, look, we definitely did make this, and yes, we know that it's maybe not appropriate now. However, we'd like to actually like try to make amends for that and do something different. But, maybe that's just me.
Oh, yeah. So, anyway.
I just feel like they're profiting off of it, and it's so frustrating that it's like, oh, so we still have a theme park attraction, but we will never actually talk about the fact that we did this movie.
Yeah. It's Space Mountain, right?
God damn it, Kale.
Anyway, so Patrick, before we get into the movie, what are your thoughts on the Disney classic?
So I know that Dumbo is very, very beloved. I really enjoy Dumbo. The thing is for me, it's never been like one of my absolute favorites of the animated movies. It's always been one that I appreciated. It was actually my grandmother's favorite animated Disney movie, so I've seen it almost way too many numerous times to count because of that. And again, it's a movie I very much enjoy. It's just not nearly one of my favorites of, the great Disney era of animated films.
Yeah, so for me, very quickly, I haven't seen this movie since I was like 7 or 8 years old. And I felt very little emotions watching it, and I don't even remember how it ends. There's my history. I went into this movie
almost literally the people that they wanted. You were literally the people that they were hoping would walk into the theater.
Yep, I stumbled into this to the theater after watching Matthew McConaughey give like one of the best performances of his career in Harmony Korine's The Beach Bum.
I'm so excited to see.
God, it's so good. It's so great.
And it has to be better than this, so you know.
Oh, you have no idea. It's great. And yeah, so going into this, going into my review very quickly, this movie's pretty mediocre. I mean, if you thought Miss Peregrine's was mediocre, you thought Alice in Wonderland was mediocre, if you thought Dark Shadows was very mediocre, this is also going to be very, very mediocre. I thought the acting was fine. I thought... although the little girl didn't give really much of a performance anyway, it just looked like she was reading lines off of a cue card. Maybe I'm just being mean, but it just really was like
jarring. You're right.
It really just was jarring to see how dry her line reads were, and then you see Colin Farrell just trying to give a performance, but I don't think Tim Burton quite knows how to get performances out of people anymore. That's why he was sticking to his usual crew of Johnny Depp and Helena Bonham Carter for so long, because he knew he could rely on them, and now he's trying out new talent like Ava Green and Michael, and getting older friends of his like Michael Keaton and Danny DeVito back again. I just don't think he knows quite how to get talent or work with talent again, which is really sad. But weirdly enough, I will give this movie like a passing grade, because like a B minus, because Tim Burton got away with making a movie that basically demified the company that he's working with. I mean, this whole movie is basically an unintentional allegory of the Disney Fox merger.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong about that. The movie's not good. It's fine. I love Tim Burton. I've always loved Tim Burton. The last decade has been one of the hardest as a film fan who grew up watching his movies and loving his movies, because he's clearly lost so much of what made him special. He's lost his bite. He's lost what he used to have to say. Big Eyes was kind of the last desperate grasp at trying to do anything like that.
And that's why I didn't mention it.
But even then, I mean, comparative to things like Ed Wood, comparative to Big Fish, comparative to Sweeney Todd, Big Eyes is still relatively mediocre compared to what I would consider his greatest hits. And the one thing I was super excited about when they announced Dumbo was, I was like, the casting, number one, you have Danny DeVito and Michael Keaton reteaming with him, which is amazing. And it's the first time that they've all worked together since Batman Returns.
If only just, Michelle Pfeiffer was in this movie somehow.
I would have preferred her over Eva Green.
Oh, God,
and
yes.
I like Eva Green. But what I was going to say on top of that is, the thing that made me the most excited is I was hoping it would be a return more to, say, what he had done with Big Fish. The circus life and the circus aspects of that movie are so wild and wonderful and fantastic. And while the circus scenes in this movie are fine, it never feels quite safe, or it never feels quite as fun as it could, or as scary as maybe it could be. It feels kind of safe. And the thing that is so interesting is he tried to make a movie that was both a remake and a sequel. It's kind of what he did with Alice. And here I would argue it worked better than it did in Alice. However, the problem is that no one seems to be on the same page with the movie that they're making. DeVito's really the only one who kind of gets it, and Colin Farrell kind of gets it. But Michael Keaton's overacting in everything, and he can't keep that accent to save his life. It's going in and out. I never thought I would say that Michael Keaton was the worst part about a movie, but this might be the time that Michael Keaton was actually the worst part about the movie that I saw.
He's playing a cartoon character.
Yeah, in a movie that's not a cartoon. And that's my thing. Like, it's not. And he was trying to make a movie that wasn't. I mean, this movie is not only like a pretty damning look at bigger corporations and things like that killing the little guy, but it's also a pretty damning kind of look at just the circus life and the way that the people were treated and things like that, and the way we treated animals. Like, it's definitely a film that is wearing its like animal activism on its sleeve, and that's not a bad thing. I just wish that overall the movie worked, and I wish that the movie really popped, because every time I was excited that it was gonna, it looked like it might do something, it would like take the safe route. And one of the biggest problems I have is that Dumbo is barely in the movie. Like, yeah, it's called Dumbo, but every human character is apparently more important than he is. And every time that they put him in a dramatic situation, it's the exact same dramatic situation he was in the time before that. And every time he gets out of it. So I've never felt the need to believe that he wasn't going to not get hurt, because we never really show a side where he might, if that makes sense. Like, we're never, how am I supposed to believe that Dumbo could actually get hurt and not survive this situation if you've never really showed me Dumbo getting hurt the first time? Every time that he falls, he flies.
That, and that's kind of my problem with the movie, is that a lot of the stuff that happens that I remember happening in the original Dumbo all happens in the first 20 minutes of the movie. Like, if I may jump into spoilers, well, this isn't really a spoiler. All of the stuff with Jumbo, Dumbo's mom, all that stuff, it happens so fast. And all of like the buildup of the risk and all that, it's all done very like just haphazardly. It feels like it's like, to me, the whole movie kind of feels like just Tim Burton trying to work in his kind of anti-capitalism, unintended Disney Fox merger, movie, while also trying to make this a Dumbo movie, like a checklist of a Dumbo movie. And that's how it really feels. And that's not, you know, I mean, do what you need to do to make it different. But I think, you know, in a movie that's called Dumbo, you know, I really should care about the CGI creation. I really should care about this creature and him being in dangerous situations. But Patrick, you brought up a good point. Every time he's in a dangerous situation, he flies his way out of it and wows the spectacle, or wows the spectators. So I mean, that's already a problem, is that you don't have any, you know, you don't have any like stakes. And also, to make it even worse, in the third act of this movie, they discover Dumbo's mother, or Jumbo, is sold to Dreamland, Michael Keaton's like little Disney park ripoff. And and Michael Keaton just all of a sudden is like, well, shoot, you know, I gotta kill Jumbo now for some reason. Although Dumbo finding out his mother is there doesn't really impact Dumbo's performance. We never see like how it will impact Dumbo's performance at all. So his irrational decision is what it just comes out of nowhere, but it's only there really just to, you know, add more stakes and add more reason to burn down Dreamland at the end of the movie. That's really what it is. And we're not shitting you, folks. We are not shitting you. This is all that happens in the movie.
Yeah, man. Wanted to love this movie. Really, really wanted to love this movie. and it just really never comes together in any sort of way. And every time, I did like some of it. I can't pretend that I didn't. And I mean, I cared about Dumbo because I thought he was cute. The design is awesome. And I wanted him to get back with his mom because I just don't like seeing animals separated from their parents like that, you know? Because that's the one thing they do right is that relationship. I legitimately don't care about anything else. And why should I? The movie never gives me a reason to. I mean, the stuff with Colin Farrell and his family is all well and good if I actually understood and knew those characters, but we never get to know them. Colin Farrell came back from the war. He's been hurt. And he's lost his arm, and he's got no relationship with his kids. Great. You know, that's really as far as it goes.
Which is so typical, or it's so, like, typical of these movies. It feels, it's so stereotypical at this point. Dad comes home from work, or from war, doesn't know his children. His children give him a hard time. His children even treats him differently. Because he's one arm, even though they're in a fucking circus. Sorry.
And then what's the shit about Danny DeVito selling all of his stuff that he didn't own? Like, what in the world? Like, that doesn't even make sense to me on a basic human level for someone that he's supposed to be friends with.
Well,
and then there's this whole thing where Danny DeVito, like the running gag about him having a problem with a monkey, which is overdone by the time that the movie is over.
But it never goes anywhere.
Right, exactly. And that's what I mean. That's the story of this movie. It just never goes anywhere. Is it fun to watch at times? Is it good? No, because it doesn't have anything to say.
And it's very dour. Yeah, it's dour. I mean, it's not even shot very cinematically. Like, to me, I don't think there's not a whole lot of interesting, like, wide shots. Maybe that's because... Did you notice, Patrick, when you watched the movie, that the movie had, like, a very specific aspect ratio?
Mm-hmm. I definitely did.
Yeah, so when I saw this movie on a very, very wide screen, it looked like it was in 4:3.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out why he did that. Maybe he thought it would be better for the scenes where Dumbo's flying. It reminds me of when Whedon did that with Avengers. He shot it full because he thought it would look better for Hulk. But then it turned out when you saw Age of Ultron, even in scope, Hulk looked fine. Like, I never really understood that. I really still felt like it just came down to Whedon wasn't comfortable shooting in scope. And I get it. I do. But I definitely didn't feel like Dumbo was cinematic. It reminded me a little bit of the first Avengers, where when you're watching it, you're like, could potentially be a TV movie, you know, like just that look.
Yeah. I mean, they try to get a lot of it historically accurate. I mean, production designer Rick Heinrichs does a really good job of designing Dreamland. I mean, the whole technical aspects of the movie is really good. Like, the CG looks really good. Dumbo as a character looks fantastic. Like, he the texture on the skin, everything looks really good on him. It's just, I don't care about the character. I just don't care. And you cared about the relationship between the mother and between Jumbo and Dumbo, but I didn't. Because it just was, you know, in 10 minutes of screen time, they were separated. And I was like,
I mean, that's fair. It's totally fair. But I just think that for what it was worth, they did do a good job making me care because I just felt bad.
I mean, you felt bad, but you wonder on your part, is it manipulation or was it at all natural?
Well, I mean, look, let's be frank. I think people get lost in the whole idea of, well, movies are emotionally manipulating me. Yeah, that's the point. If you have a reaction to something, you've been emotionally manipulated no matter what. So in feeling emotionally manipulated in this, yes, I did, because I like animals and I feel bad when I see something like that, especially the current state of the world where it comes to elephants and things like this. So it definitely emotionally manipulated me. But it was one of the times that it felt earned because it did make me feel bad. And then it made me think about the stuff going on now. And it was just kind of sad, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like Tim Burton's kind of an odd fit for children's films right now. I get that his animation kind of, or not animation style, but kind of his aesthetic kind of fits more with children's films. But it seems like, you know, and going back to like something like Big Eyes, like I feel like him, he wants to do more like adult stories and have more to say about like how, you know, art is being kind of, you know, capitalized and how we're kind of losing something in the consumerism of the consumerist distribution of art. I mean, that's what Big Eyes is about. And then compare, and then going to Dumbo, you know, the circus that Danny DeVito is a part of, it does get capitalized, and then, but it also gets sold off because, but then parts of it gets sold off because Dumbo's really the only attraction that's really, you know, doing well, or it's the only attraction that's any special or like getting people to, like, getting people's attention, getting people at the door, while everything else they had is doing fine. What they had before is doing fine. So it's, you know, so again, this is kind of an unintentional, you know, this is kind of an unintentional look, you know, demeaning look at the Disney Fox merger deal. Cause I mean, even now we're kind of seeing with that deal, we're seeing kind of the ramifications, Disney cutting off a whole entire studio or division of Fox. Rightly so
in the end, whether people like it or not.
Yeah. I mean,
Fox 2000 being folded into Fox Searchlight was the only thing that made sense. Again, for better or worse, like, I know that people don't want to look at it that way, but the truth of the matter is Fox Searchlight is a better known brand than Fox 2000, and Fox 2000 really didn't do all that much. Like, they did a couple of good movies last year. Yes, you can do those same movies under Fox Searchlight. And it was just one of those things. When it comes to mergers in any sort of company, there's always, you know, too many similarities. Some of it's got to go. The redundancies. That's another story.
Yeah. Well, it still kind of applies to the same point in that it still sucks, and it still is, you know, and, you know, but the movie's answer, even in its answer of what to do in, you know, in this, in spite of, you know, being taken over and being, you know, rolled over by the, you know, the little guy or the big guy, its answer is just burn it all down. It's the typical answer. Just burn it all down. Just burn the whole thing down. Because that's literally what happens at the end of the movie. They just burn it all to the ground. It was unintentional, I think, in their plan to burn it all to the ground. I hope. Again, but the ending's kind of confusing. No one really knows what the plan was. They kind of just do a bunch of random stuff. It's a movie written by Aaron Kruger. What do you expect, people?
I don't know, man. And it's just, like I said, it's all just kind of a bummer. I don't have a ton more to add, just because for me it was a movie I wanted to like, or I wanted to love. Really, I did. It's a movie I thought was fine at best. I know that there's a certain people who seem to love the movie. I almost felt bad that I was going to tweet my review after I got out, because we got out of the movie and I was like, well, man, that was kind of a piece of dog shit, huh? And then I saw how much my mom liked it, because she had commented on my picture, and I was like, oh, fuck. I don't want to get away from her. Just feel bad. But, you know, it's just one of those things. You got to be honest.
It's fine. I mean, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's like fine. Tim Burton. It's like Tim Burton movies nowadays. It's fine. Every now and then there's a fun scene. Do you remember Miss Peregrine?
Yeah, I own it. I like that movie.
Do you remember the scene where the skeletons are fighting like the Slenderman people?
Yeah, that seems great.
Yeah, that was fun. That was great, and it was set to like synth pop music, and just, yeah, that was great. Tim Burton, you know, got a little bit of spark left. Where's the fun here?
I agree, man. Like, it's not a fun movie, and that's what I was hoping for, because Big Fish is so much fun when it comes to all the scenes inside of the circus and stuff, and this movie's not that at all.
Yeah. Come on, Tim Burton. You know, Tim Burton, just make another adult movie. Just make another make another $10, $20 million movie. Go to Blumhouse. Go do something with Blumhouse.
Yeah, but it really might be time.
Yeah, come on. Just go to Blumhouse. You don't have to make, you know, hundreds of million. You don't have to make a $100 million movie. I know this is kind of a bogus podcast, but that's really kind of how the movie is. The movie just kind of exists, and now we're here just like, okay, well, cross it off. Let's go to Aladdin. Oh, we have Will Smith playing the genie, and Guy Ritchie direct. Wait, why is Guy Ritchie directing an Aladdin movie? Isn't that a what? Okay.
I don't know.
The Lion King. Oh, it's going to be the same movie, but in that live action animation. Okay. So, is there any other Disney stuff to look forward to that's not Marvel, Lucasfilm, Pixar, Fox
right now? To be honest, not really.
So, it seems like Disney, the best thing Disney has...
Lion King. Okay. I'm excited for Lion King. It's Jon Favreau.
I mean, good.
I just mean, like, I love Jon Favreau, so I'm excited, man.
Yeah, I look at that Frozen 2 trailer, and I'm like, you know, that could work.
Frozen... I'm going to see it. I will never get excited for it. I can't do it. I'm not a fan at all of Frozen.
Well, I'm bought into it, but yeah, Disney. So here's what Disney's really good at. And tell me if I'm wrong. They're good at acquiring studios, properties, little like sub studios like Lucasfilm, and making them work with other filmmakers or other producers, kind of letting them, you know, work it out, like Kathleen Kennedy or Kevin Feige or I guess Pete Docter now with Pixar.
They're pretty good at that. Yeah, I will agree with you on that.
However, when it comes to most of their like live action remakes or a lot of their stuff that's not animation, it's still like, oh, it's successful still. Like Beauty and the Beast still made $1 billion. And Mary Poppins still did very well.
Right.
But it's like seeing little cracks in the, you know, in the almighty power, in the almighty Goliath. If you're getting my drift.
You know, I get you.
Yeah. And I don't hate Disney. I don't like boo Disney, but it's one of those things that I'm like, you know, Disney's not perfect, but they play the part very well.
Yeah.
Oh.
Man. I'm just sad. Yeah. I wanted to like this movie. I know I keep going back and I keep sighing. It's just like, I really wanted to like this movie. Yeah. My Tim Burton loving heart wanted to love this movie, man.
Well.
Yeah.
At least next week, there's a fun superhero movie that's also for kids that has some horror.
It's a good movie, man.
Flavor. It's a good movie. Yeah. At least we get a little fun superhero movie that's coming out next week. And then also Stephen King has a movie coming out, or a movie adaptation coming out that's getting good reviews. Seems like, you know, we ended March on a damper. We're going to get our little feather and go and snort it in our nose and then go flying into April.
Mm-hmm.
I literally just made that up on the spot.
I like it a lot.
Yeah. So with that, I mean, I have nothing to say on Dumbo. Please go see The Beach Bum. It's really good. Ignore everyone that hates it. It's really, really good, I promise.
And then go see Shazam, because Shazam is good.
Yeah. And if you have time, I guess go see Pet Sematary. I have not seen it, but I hear it's good.
Yeah. I'm super excited to see it. It looks fantastic.
Yeah. Seems like those horror guys, the Starry Eye guys, pulled another rabbit out of their hat.
Yeah, we look forward to it.
Yeah. You know what they didn't pull, though?
Hmm.
A flying elephant. All right, I'm ending it. All right. Patrick, where can the good people find you?
You guys can find me on Twitter at PJ_Campbell or at Facebook at Patrick Campbell parentheses PJ. Join the PJ Campbell Show Facebook group. We have a lot of movie discussions and things like that going on all the time. And of course, you can find my podcast, The PJ Campbell Show, over on Spotify. You can find it on iTunes. You can find it on Google Play, and you can find it on Podbean. Please check us out. We have a lot of fun talking about all the things going on in pop culture.
Awesome. And you can find me on Twitter at MovieKale. You can also follow the show at The Youth Critic. And then you can also follow the channel that distributes this podcast at KHC Network. I already did a early review of Shazam because I got to see it like last weekend. And it was good. I like Aquaman more, but it's still good. We'll be back next week for an extended review on Shazam and Pet Sematary. Thanks, everyone. We'll be back with you next week.
He needs us. Look at me. We're gonna bring your mama home.
He doesn't look like magic to me.
Children need you to believe in them.
Come on!
You can do it, Dumbo. Show them.